to the Alchemy with Ella podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm thrilled to have you. I know a podcast is recorded and that means you can join anytime, but I would love for you to just, you know, one of the perks of podcasts is that you can join anytime from anywhere while you're doing anything, but I would love to have your full attention in this moment. So stop what you're doing, stop your scrolling, stop flipping through the apps, stop serving the people around you, and how about you just grab a cup of water or some tea, grab a journal, and just meet me right here. Okay, so now that I have your full attention, happy first day of May. Okay, even if you're re-listening to this any day later, I just want you to tap into this energy of newness. I believe I'm going to title this episode Stepping into the New, or like embodying the new, or something like that. Just like tapping into this energy of newness, okay? Because it's May 1st, 2022, and today is the first day of the month, okay? It's the first of the month. Wake up. It's the first of the month. Okay, so I love the first of the month, and it's not just because of the Bone Thugs and Harmony song, but I will say it plays a big part in why I love this song. When I was young, my mom used to play that song all the time, over and over and over and over, and I just used to be like, I just love that song. It reminds me of the 90s in Oakland, California, being a little girl and just like loving. My mom had these big ass speakers. Like, do y'all remember those stereos that had like the speakers? Like at that age, I was like 3 or 4. So the speakers were taller than me, right? Those old school speakers that used to come with stereos. And those speakers had so much bass. Like, thinking about it now, we live in a duplex, so my neighbors next door to me probably were like, holy shit, like, this lady plays loud-ass music. But I also inherited the love of loud music, so I hope my neighbors like 90s R&B, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But anyway, back to the topic, embracing the energy of newness, right? Embodying the energy of the new. So one of the reasons why I love the first day of the month is because it gives us this permission to start fresh. And it's not like we need that permission. Actually, we can give ourselves that permission to start new and start fresh any day, anytime, really. Like, anytime we can start fresh. But there's two times that really can easily anchor us into that energy of newness, which is like the first of the month or the morning time. But lately, the last 6 months or so, I've been really feeling like so called to tap into the energy of newness on every first of the month. And actually, it starts with preparing like those first few days before the first of the month. So like those last few days of the month, like just really cleansing, releasing. And so like when we wake up on this first day of the month, similarly to when we wake up each morning, I just want you to tap into this energy of knowing that whatever happened yesterday, no matter what it was, no matter how you behaved, no matter what, you know, feelings and emotions you felt, no matter what types of altercations you had with people, no matter what happened, if your kids were acting cray-cray, like, it doesn't matter. Like, none of that is real. And I'm going to get into this more in future podcasts, but to keep it short, literally the only thing that matters is right now. And look, that moment just passed. So now the only thing that matters is right now. Okay, and now that's passed again. So now the only thing that matters is right now. So do you see how fleeting the moment that matters is, which is being in the right now? Do you understand what that means? Like, do you understand how much power this moment right now has to see how it just passes, but also to know the power in that? That means whatever you do right now, whatever you think right now, whatever you say right now, whatever you believe right now, okay? Because, you know, we possess the power to create worlds and to create our realities. We all do. I believe that. I know that. So it's like, okay, where does that power come from? It comes from the now. It comes from, what do you feel in your body right now? What do you believe right now? What do you believe in your soul and the core is your truth? What thoughts are you thinking right now about yourself and about others and about the world? What is your current state of being? Honestly, those are the only things that matter right now, okay? Because, and we'll get into this more in future podcasts and my YouTube videos. If you aren't following me on YouTube, go ahead and follow me. It's Alchemy with Ella, and I'm going to be talking about mindset, manifestation, and feminine magnetism. So go ahead and join me over there, okay? Because we're going to talk more about self-concept and the fact that, you know, Neville Goddard teaches that your reality is just you pushed out. So it's you projected out. That means everything that's inside of you, which is what we just talked about, your thoughts, your beliefs, you know, your core beliefs, those are what create your reality. So you are creating your reality. So I know that sometimes two major feelings come up when you say that I create my reality. There's two major feelings that commonly come up, that came up when I first started embodying this knowing, which is like the first feeling of, wow, that's empowering. Right? We can all agree that knowing that we are creating our world and our reality is very, very, very empowering. And then two, oh my God, that's a lot of responsibility and that is scary. Right? Like, there's a little bit of that fear of like, whoa, that's a lot of responsibility. That's a lot of weight on my shoulders. That's a lot of power to hold. So if you feel that, I just want you to really like breathe into that, take a deep breath into your nose and exhale it out of your mouth and just anchor into that fear for a minute, because you have to feel it. You cannot allow yourself to have a feeling or feel an emotion and not fully feel it. If you try to step it down, if you try to pretend like it's not there, it creates stagnant energy in your body, which creates, it blocks your manifestations and your creative energy and your ability to create this world around you. So you want to just go ahead and feel into that. Maybe, you know, if it feels really heavy, you want to just place a hand on your heart and tell yourself where you feel that fear. You can just say, I feel, you can do this with any emotion, I feel blank. So in this case, you could say, I feel fear. And if it's just tap into where you feel in your body, I feel fear in my left arm, or I feel fear in my heart, or I feel fear in my stomach, or I feel fear in my pelvis, right? And just give it the attention that it's asking for. Because when we feel an emotion, or a feeling, all it's asking is to be witnessed. Once you just witness it and be there with it and just say, I acknowledge you, you will be surprised how quickly that fades away. It's really in the resisting of the feelings, of the non-preferred feelings and emotions, that the resisting in it that creates that feeling of like tug of war, where like you're never gonna win. Even when it feels like you're winning, when you're stepping down an emotion or feeling, you're not winning, because it has to go somewhere. And in women, unfortunately, a lot of it goes to our womb space, which is where we create from. So just give yourself permission to feel that. I feel fear. It's okay. I feel it too sometimes. Okay? It's okay. And then at the same time, say, despite the fear, I'm still going to show up. Despite the fear, I'm still going to be who I came here to be. Despite the fear, I'm still going to fulfill my mission. Despite the fear, I'm still going to show up authentically. Despite the fear, I'm still going to be fully self-expressed. Despite the fear, I'm still going to reach my goals. Despite the fear, I'm still going to check things off my list. And despite the fear, I'm still going to be me. And I'm still going to love me, all the parts of me, the scared parts, the happy parts, the confident parts, all of them. I'm going to love all of them, you know? And guess what? I'm going to love the fear too, because the fear is showing me the places where I'm stretching, the spaces where I'm at the edge of my perceived limit. Perceived, okay? Spirit wants me to definitely emphasize the perceived part of that phrase, because there are no limits. No limits, okay? Yeah, I just had a funny thought about, like, cash money, and, like, they used to call themselves no limit soldiers, right? And so I just want you to, like, embody a little bit of that energy of realizing, like, you are a soldier of all things beautiful. You're a soldier of God, and you have no limits, okay? And only the limits that you accept. And, you know, I'm not going to say you place the limits on yourself, because a lot of times, you know, we don't have control over the type of limits that are placed on us in our childhood, which then become the limits, the glass ceiling that we see. But as adults and as mature and as conscious beings, we now hold the responsibility, right, to really anchor in our inner mother archetype, which we do in Reclamation, and our inner father archetype, and just anchor into that and say, okay, it's time. I got you. Let's break through these glass ceilings and let's show up and be who we're meant to be. Okay, let's not let that fear leave us crippled. Okay, I call it mental shackles. These mental shackles that hold us, you know, they're just limiting beliefs, and they're not real. None of that is real. Okay, two things I want you to know. None of it is real. Okay, the 3D isn't real. And two, circumstances don't matter. So it doesn't matter. Like, I don't want to hear you saying, like, oh, well, I can't do that because I'm going to make X amount of money, or I can't do that because I've been through X, Y, Z, or I can't do that because whatever, because none of that matters. Okay, and I'm not saying that in an insensitive way. I'm saying it from a point of knowledge that we are creating everything and we can create anything we want. Why would we ever allow the 3D or circumstances to put up some veil that tells us we can't have what we want, because we can? And releasing that baggage of current circumstances in the 3D allows us so much freedom to soar, to set those goals and those intentions that we feel like might be unreachable. No, set that goal, you know, to be a millionaire. Set that goal to be a wife. Set that goal to be the best mother who has all of her child's, you know, Queen of Pentacles energy, has her child's lunches packed, healthy, has the dinners prepared and the meal prep every week, and the home is organized and smelling good, and the fresh flowers and the soft music playing. Okay, like, set those intentions and know that it is possible for you, because if you have that desire in your heart, if you have that desire in your heart, guess what that means? It's yours. It's already yours. In a parallel universe, you have that. And that's why you have that desire in you. Why do you think God would ever put a desire in your heart that's unreachable? No, it's already yours. That's why you feel it. That's why, like, you can see it in your mind's eye. That's why you can, like, sometimes taste it and touch it. You know, that's why there's the power of visualization. Right, one of my favorite tools is visualization. For fun, when I'm just, like, chilling, I'm daydreaming. I have my eyes closed and I see my husband, I see my family, I see my beautiful homes, multiple. You know, I see everything. I can feel the laughter and the fun and the play and the ease and the support and the care, and I can, like, feel it and I can anchor that in. And once you can feel it, ooh, like, it's over. Like, once you can feel it, it's right there. It's in your hands. So ignore the 3D that is reminding you that it's not there, and really anchor into anchored into that power of knowing and that faith and knowing that you can have anything you want and that you actually have everything you want right here. Close your eyes and see it, and it's there. So I want to ask you, just spend more time breathing deeply. Spend more time with your eyes closed, visualizing. And spend more time embodying that energy of newness. Wake up and put on some new clothes. Put on an outfit you haven't worn in a while. Make it new. You know, do your hair in a new way. Do your makeup in a way that's different. Just embody that energy of newness. Start a new workout routine. You know, set one new goal. Add one new product in your skincare routine. Right? Just do something.